Okay, so this is Size Talk here with Evan here, and I'm with the producer of Giantess Crew, DJ. How you doing today, man?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yep, definitely can.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I feel pretty awake this morning.
That's what's up.
So, man, I know you've done this like Giantess type of content before, and you're bringing like realism to life with a lot of slow motion that, for some reason, not many producers ever bring to the table, which makes it even more interesting for how you create these videos. Now, I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
All right. So I got to ask, what made you start Giantess Crew?
Funny story. Me and my model, we basically did like some Honey, I Shrunk the Kids type of stuff. And this is way before we even knew about Giantess stuff or anything like that. We put something out on YouTube, on my old YouTube channel. And somebody had said, hey, I like that. I fantasize about that. And don't get it wrong. I never heard about Giantess stuff before, so it came off weird to me. But I'm a creative person. I wanted to investigate, why does he like this so much? So he told me to look up this Giantess situation. I typed it in on Google, and there's a whole bunch of Giantess stuff. And then it clicked in my head, yo, I want to be able to showcase models in a light that for them it's empowerment. I want to be able to tell my story, because I think it is nice to see beautiful, tall woman standing over you and you don't know what your face is. You know what I'm saying? So admire the fact that this is something like this exists and we can be creative about it.
Which is something that, you're bringing realism to life while, at the size of an action figure, you don't expect them to have like a normal type of voice, but you're expecting their voice to be a little bit of a slower motion and a little bit deeper, but not too deep. And it's just like, you're bringing more realism to the table.
Well, and I think that's the key thing, because we honestly, from what I know, this is not possible in real life. And, we all realization that it's not. But I feel like if we can get to that point where visually I can present it to you where it's more real versus to just a fantasy, just something that is in the wind, I feel like that's my job, and especially in this type of fetish, is as a producer, is to bring that out.
Which is like always welcome. I mean, to the size community, more videos, more amazing content, more something to like bring more realism to it, because we all know we don't have any shrink rays created yet. We don't have any type of stuff like that, but hopefully in the future we can actually do that type of stuff to then make more videos and more different type of ways to bring it. But in this case, you're doing a phenomenal job so far.
Oh, thank you, man. That means a lot.
My question number two is, how did you go about asking your models to do this type of content?
A lot of people may know this, and a lot of people may not know this. I'm a full-time DJ. I DJ on the radio, this, that, and third. I've been a lot of the models I've been knowing for years. So the comfortability is already there. For some of the other models, I put out an ad on Facebook or Craigslist or Model Mayhem just saying, hey, I'm doing this thing right now where I'm creating fetish content. And all the models receive to it really good, because it's something that it hasn't been done before, and at least to us. And they get really creative. So a lot of the ways that I go about getting the models is I approach them in a way like, hey, I want to do this idea. And a lot of them are cool with that. And you can ask any of the models. I've been real with them up front. Hey, this is a fetish stuff, and I want to grow this as a business. So what I did was, I informed them, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. And it's been working out ever since. Every model that's been coming, they loving it.
Oh, that's amazing, man. I mean, the fact that going out to them, you're trying to make sure that they're comfortable when they're walking up to them, and then you tell them what I'm doing, being straightforward instead of like, how other people just go, just need to do this modeling thing, don't worry about it.
Yeah, the bigger thing is you want to be entirely upfront, especially if you're selling content. That's the main thing. You want to be entirely upfront about what the hell you're doing, is because that's going to create comfortability. A lot of the models that came my way, I'm not just going to speak for myself, but they have told me, hey, thank you for being upfront with me. And then if you lay out all your cards on the table, this goes out to younger producers and content creators, lay everything out on the table. Tell them exactly what you're trying to do, but you have to do it in a way that does not come off creepy, because anybody with a camera now say that they're a photographer. So you have to do it in a way that just be yourself. And if you're that type of guy, if you're creepy, maybe you shouldn't do that. But if you're that type of guy that you want to create stuff and you know, hey, I got to get this shot to make this happen, just be upfront with them. Tell them about that.
Okay. Yeah, see, that makes perfect sense. Not many people seem to think about those things or they ever do. And for the fact that you know, you're thinking of all the steps, all the situations, however you can go about this, it shows that you are a well-known producer and that you know how to make sure the people you are using as models or accepting them into your family or joining this crew, you know how to keep them comfortable, safe, and protected from any of those creepy stalker or any type of those people that are around.
Yeah, because... Now, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, you're good, man. For me, it's more of a sense like you want to make sure, first and foremost, the model is good. And I tell the models this, if there's no models there is no Giants' crew. Because you sure as hell don't want to see me. So if you have to make sure that your models are on point. They're comfortable with you and you're comfortable with them as well. And also, pay your models. If y'all got a situation where, hey, we're trying to grow and that's what we're trying to do, cool. But also, money is a good initiative to make sure that your models will, you know, play out the act for you or whatever you want to call it. Because at the end of the day, you're making money as a content creator, so why shouldn't they make money? If they're essentially the whole reason why you're making money.
Right, because number one, they're the ones putting themselves out there as, hey, I'm making this fantasy for you and actually doing what you like and bringing it to life.
Wow. Exactly.
So there are some people out there that just don't understand that, you know, if you pay for this custom and try to bring that whole entire fantasy that you have to life, then, man, you got to put some money to help out with the future productions and the model herself and however it goes.
Exactly. Just a quick overview on everything. I wish people could see just on a day that we shoot, and I might even do that. I don't know if people want to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, but I might even do that where you actually see, okay, from the time I get up to the end of the shoot, you know, how it is with me and my models, because a lot of people don't see what goes in. The model has to get the makeup. You don't see we got to book the location. You don't see the model has to get the wardrobe. You don't see that I got to get these cameras and lighting and everything situated. You don't see when we're actually shooting how they channel their, you know, inner being, if you would, may. You don't see the editing process. The only thing that you see is basically the final product.
Wait, I mean, it would probably be great to add, like, moment in your videos or one of those, like, YouTube documentaries to show, like, what you do as a behind-the-scenes of Giants' crew and what goes on about it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope.
So I know that you're now bringing a variety to Giants' crew, especially when you're going from the models to BBWs and a lot of other things. Do you see more in the future for Giants' crew in your videos?
I really do. I think for us, we're becoming entity, and I think over this year, the first year we were trying to figure out what we are and where we're going. Now I think we're coming into a lane where we know who we are, we know our lane, and we want to capitalize on that. So my thing is, a lot of people have been asking me, well, are you going to be doing VR? And I want to. It's just getting the camera work. A lot of people have asked green screen. I can do green screen. It just takes a while. And I don't like to put out, you know, crappy work and all that. But in essence, as far as videos are concerned, I'm, you know, me and my models, we're willing to push that creativity. Me and my models, one of my models just talked about doing a shrinking vacation or whatever, where she shrinks the person at the airport. And actually, we took the camera through the TSA security thing, right? And it came out phenomenal.